This is KUOW News. I'm Liz Jones. Several fast food workers in Seattle and Tacoma walked off their jobs throughout the day yesterday. It was part of a protest in several states to call for a higher minimum wage of $15 an hour. In downtown Seattle, a few dozen workers and union advocates hit the streets with protests outside of chain restaurants like Subway, Wendy's, and Burger King. I caught up with one of the demonstrators, Christina Rodriguez. She told me about her experience working in fast food and why she'd walked off her job earlier that morning.
To be heard, we need justice. We're here. We're struggling. It's just not enough what we're getting.
How much do you make an hour?
I make $10.
$10 an hour.
Luckily, I had a fight for $10, and then I was told I was not doing enough for getting paid $10. I open, I close, I work different stores. I come in on time. I stay later if have to.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
And are you supporting just yourself, or do you have any kids?
I live with my mom and my four brothers and sisters. I have three sisters and one brother, and they're all under the age of 16. We have to pay rent, which is $1,500.
And it sounds like your money isn't just for you. It's for your family, too.
That is correct. Yes.
What are you risking today, walking off your job?
I'm risking losing my job. Yesterday, my manager asked me, oh, there's a strike going on. I was like, yes, I'm attending it. And he just pretty much told me that either go on the strike or lose your job.
Rodriguez says she's looked for better paying jobs, but hasn't found anything besides fast food. She also said that if she made more money, she could afford to go back to college to finish her degree. I also spoke with customers at the restaurants where workers were on strike. Outside of a Subway, Australian tourist Naomi Birchnoff said she'd been surprised in her travels to see how low the U.S. minimum wage is compared to her own country.
Well, I suppose the difference is we don't rely on tips for our wage. We get paid a decent minimum wage. So, I mean, as a casual, you get paid around about, depending on where you work, but you should be getting paid about $20 an hour. So, I mean, I'd be all for Subway getting paid a lot more to get by.
Australia has the highest minimum wage in the world at nearly $17 an hour. That's more than double the U.S. federal minimum of $7.25. In Washington state, it's a bit higher at $9.19 an hour. Woodinville resident Brett Hages had just bought a bagel at Specialty's coffee shop in downtown Seattle as protesters raised picket signs out front. Hages said he has mixed feelings about the wage issue.
On one hand, I can appreciate wanting a living wage and being able to fully pay your bills with what you earn. But on the other hand, you know, it is difficult. I know many people that own small businesses and they struggle. And if they had to pay their 2, 3, 4, or 5 employees $15 an hour, their business would go under.
Restaurant industry officials point out the vast majority of fast food workers are age 25 or younger. Similar worker strikes earlier this summer helped prompt a Seattle City Council hearing about low-wage jobs. The minimum wage has also become an issue of debate in the city's mayoral race. This is KUOW News. I'm Liz Jones.